Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. And John Roop from Kern's Kitchen is with us. And that the Derby experience has made it complete the morning for us, Cindy. We've been looking for this all morning long.
We have been waiting for it all morning, and I was afraid he would run out of pie, but he did not run out of pie. Thank you so much. I am posting a picture of it right now, and you can just eat your heart out while we eat our pie.
Kern's Kitchen, you guys produce. I'm sure you're getting ready for Derby this week.
Oh, we've been ready for Derby, and it's been a great spring so far, and we're really looking forward to a great week here in Kentucky, highlighted by Saturday Derby Day. Hopefully the rain holds off.
You know your history for a Derby pie. How many years you guys been doing this?
We started in 1954. My great grandparents started baking Derby pie at a place called the Melrose Inn. They were actually looking for a signature dessert for their restaurant, and they developed this chocolate nut pie recipe, and they couldn't agree on what to call it. And so one evening, they actually, all the members of the family, put their favorite names into a hat, and they actually drew the name Derby Pie out of a hat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like that.
And then it started getting popular, and they had it registered as a federally registered trademark in the 1960s.
How many pies do you guys cook for Derby Week?
We start baking the first week of February
in
preparation for Derby. Yeah, and we'll bake between 4,000 to 8,000 pies a week getting ready.
Wow, a lot of pies. So Saturday's a big day for you. I'm sure you'll have a lot of pie out here. And all across the state, too, not only here in Louisville, but all
Yeah, absolutely.
State.
They're available in Kroger in the deli bakery section. And now, you know, if you've moved away from Kentucky or you want to send a loved one that's not in Kentucky, you can go to DerryPie.com, and we'll ship them all over the United States.
I love the ones that he said it took him a long time, Cindy,
yes.
to etch Kern's Kitchen and the pie crust, too.
Into every piece.
Yeah, you know, we really pride ourselves. We still hand crack all our own eggs, hand sort all our own nuts, and hand craft all our own dough. And so we really focus on making the same product every time.
Oh, that makes it
well, it tastes the same every time, and
delicious.
I'm never, ever, ever disappointed. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sean. Any particular favorite for Derby this year?
I like Omaha Beach.
All right. I've heard
and Vacoma also.
All right.
John fantastic.
Roop with Kern's Kitchen. Thank you, John.
Y'all have a great Derby.
Happy Derby to you. Thank you for the Derby pie. Enjoyed having it this morning.
Eat pie.
That's right.
Yeah. Derby coverage brought to you by our friends at Home Place Mortgage Hopkinsville, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Broadbent Foods and Gifts, Heritage Bank, Commonwealth Agri Energy, Herpace Furniture, and Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment.
And we have Derby pie to eat for Cindy Allen and Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.